the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm visiting with Jimmy Maxey. And, Jimmy, I know you're the Secretary Treasurer for the Cattlemen's Beef Board. How about giving us a couple of points or bits of information that you want to report here to cattle producers about the work of the checkoff?
Right now, we're collections are down, and that is because cattle herd is down. And the thing is we just need to be more efficient. And I think our new committee structure is attempting to make us that way, to where they're really working at their work plans and trying to present to the operating committee, whose budget is down. I think we're over $2 million down in our budget for next year. And we need a lot of good work from those committees to come in and show us how to be as efficient as we can with the producer's checkoff dollar.
Well, we're seeing that in a number of ways. I mean, right here at this meeting, it's been kind of reformatted to condense it. That right there, sort of cutting a day out of it, actually it's a nice little savings there.
Yeah. As I'll report to the board, our expenses, administrative expenses, and those have been well within budget and usually have money that goes back into programs, even from our administrative budget.
I know that we have an annual audit done, and there's been some recent auditing to make sure that everything is done per the act and the order, so to speak. Maybe a comment just from a confidence standpoint for producers that their money is being invested wise.
Well, we have our own financial audit goes on every year, and that happens. But we've also had the OIG audit that came in, and the OIG audit report was out and shows that we are doing a good job of keeping the funds properly spent for the producer. We are now having a peer review of the OIG audit, which is what I'm told is a normal situation, but it's where new auditors come back in and look at what the OIG does. So far, all of the audits have come out, and they have been to where we are doing things how we should be doing them, and we continue to work harder to do things that way.
Well, I'd say you can't have more attention paid directly on the work that you're doing from especially a financial standpoint here. And, look forward to just the continued wise investment of these funds on these programs that we're looking at right now going into pretty soon here a new budget.
Yeah, well, we take seriously the fact that we are the stewards of the checkoff funds, and the checkoff funds are hard-earned dollars that producers invest in promoting beef. So we work hard to make sure that those things happen. They happen correctly. We have a strong staff, and we as officers and executive committee oversee the staff and what they do, and we make sure that those things are done properly.
So just mentioned budget there, but looking to the new budget for next year, where are we at in that process? Kind of what's next up?
Well, the budget is, the recommendation on the budget has gone from the budget committee, and that will be presented to the board for approval. Like I say, we're down over $2 million in funds that we have available to the operating committee for next year's programs. And the board will be approving that at this meeting of what we go forward with. We continue to look at, because of the dynamics of the cattle industry, the budget committee continues and staff continue to look at what is going to happen, because we do need to have the appropriate amount budgeted.
Jimmy, thank you for talking with me here at the conference. It's great to see all of the folks, not only like yourself who are leaders, but the other board members and even just a lot of the cattlemen that come in here to find out and learn, I guess, better educate themselves in a lot of cases about what the Beef Checkoff is doing. Reporting from Denver, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.